for joining us for another lesson taught by Dr. Jeffrey Harris, Senior Pastor of Antioch Fellowship Church in Florence, South Carolina. We are reaching the lost, making disciples, and enjoying life. We pray that this lesson is a blessing to you as you walk in your God-given purpose. Now, here is the message.
Open your Bible with me to Luke chapter 18. And we're going to continue in our series talking about kingdom prayer. The power, this is part three, the power and principle of a kingdom prayer life. Somebody said prayer life. Say it again. Say it once again. A prayer life. Now, remember I said last week that we're not talking about event praying. We're talking about a lifestyle. This means every day we should develop a lifestyle of prayer. That means you don't have to be on your knees. You don't have to be in the closet. You don't have to be laying prostrate. You can be on your way to work and you can be praying. Amen. You can be cleaning your house or cleaning your car. You're still praying. God just wants his people to communicate with him. Don't get in bondage. I say this before. Now, if you already set the prayer hour and all that, that's nothing wrong. I'm not talking about, you know, decrease your time. I'm saying don't be in bondage about it. Amen. Don't get over in condemnation about it. Don't have it be legalism in your life. It must be a lifestyle. Somebody say a lifestyle. Now, Luke chapter 18, this is part three. We forgot to tell our Facebook audience to come in. So on three, we normally tell them to come in. Y'all ready? One, two, three, say, come on in. Come on, let's give them a hand clap as they come in. Come on. Now, we should be screaming back to Florence today. Amen. Everything looked good. Okay, praise God. All right, look at verse number, thank you, Florence, for watching, and I tell you, life will never be the same again. Look at verse number one. This is what Jesus said. Now, remember now, this is part three, right, baby? Part three of the power and principle of a kingdom prayer life. Prayer life. I'm trying to get us back into a place where we have a lifestyle of prayer. The Bible said we live by faith. So faith is not an event, like prayer is not an event. It's a lifestyle. So don't get in bondage now because you didn't pray at 5:30. You got me? God still loves you the same. He still wants to talk to you. Amen. I think the problem is sometimes we don't want to talk to him because we may be afraid that he's going to give us the answer that we really don't want. Amen. So sometimes we'll delay the prayer and say, you know, delay our obedience and say, listen, I got to pray about this. But remember, I said this and I'm going to say it again. Catch this. Whatever is spelled out in the scriptures, you don't have to pray about that. A lot of times we're trying to pray about everything instead of just being a doer of what the word of God says. Listen to me good, because that's the thing, you know, somebody got something against you, you got something against somebody else, and God tell us to forgive. We don't have to say, okay, I'm going to fast and pray about forgiveness. Come on, we just what? Forgive. It's the same way with walking in love. We don't have to fast and pray about that, because God tell us, the Bible said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So certain things we don't have to pray about. Luke 18 and 1. Then he, talking about Jesus, spoke a parable to them that men always ought to do what? Ought to do what? Pray and not lose heart or not faint. That means when you pray, don't give up on what you prayed for or what you prayed about. Are you listening to me? Now, I'm going to make these statements again. I call these power statements. Some things I wrote down. The first thing I wrote down was God desire to commune with his people. That's his desire, is to fellowship with us, to talk to us, to be there for us. If we need God, and we do need God, amen. Now, what I mean by that, there's certain situations that happen in the earth that man has no answer for. A man cannot change. we need to know that we can communicate with the Almighty God. For instance, you go to the hospital and the doctor says, nothing I can do. So that means earth can't help you. I should know that I can go boldly to the throne of grace. Come on, somebody. I can talk to God wherever I'm at. That's where I'm trying to get us to a place to get out of all these event praying over to a place where it's a lifestyle. Amen, somebody. So God desired to commune with his people and to provide, protect, and empower the believer to succeed in the earth. He desired that, but it comes through prayer. Faith and prayer. Somebody said faith and prayer. Say it again. Now remember this statement. Grace gives us the availability, or it makes things available to us and for us. But faith is you to possess what grace already made available for us. See, God is not trying to make anything. It's already done. We just have to believe him for it. So how do we do that? We go to him in prayer. Prayer is so important. Somebody said prayer is so important. Now, Jesus said men ought to always pray. Now, if you're going to have a prayer life, this is the master key. Somebody, you know, make a little key if you're taking note beside what you're doing. They put master key. Concerning this kingdom life, as a believer in Christ Jesus, you and I, watch this, must believe the word of God and act on that word. In order to do that, we must divorce ourselves from our feelings. When it comes to God, you have to divorce yourself from your feelings. See, if you have not gotten your feelings in check, you're not going to feel like praying. Come on now. You're not going to feel like hearing the word. You're not going to see if you don't get your feeling under control. This is a life of faith. It's not a life of feeling. Now, we have feeling going part of our emotions, but we don't let the feeling dictate to us what we do. Because you may feel like telling somebody something that's not of God. Amen. You can't allow your feelings to dictate and guide your life. So if we're going to have a prayer life, the first thing we got to deal with is our feelings and our emotions. We have them. Come on. It's a part of the soul. But it should not dictate to us whether we pray or not. So we got to divorce ourselves from our feelings. That's the first thing I had to do to really walk in faith, and to divorce myself from my feelings and be married to faith. Somebody said, divorce yourself from your feelings and be married to faith. Now, that's a powerful statement. Because our feeling will have us up and down. Especially in relationship. I tell people all the time, you couldn't be married to Pastor Gwen if you were your feelings all the way hurt. You couldn't. If I was a person that walked in feelings, I couldn't be married to her. I've been mad when she told me the truth. Can I dye my hair? No, you don't need to dye your hair. Baby, you could at least talk and say, I couldn't get in my feelings. Are you listening to me? Then she tell me what best for me. So God tell us what best for us. See, God don't always give you what you desire. He give us what best for us. That's what a good father does. Come on, somebody. If you are a good father or a good mother, you give your child not so much what they want, it's what's best for them. They may need this, but this what they need may not be best for them at this time. Are you listening to me? So you have to divorce yourself from your feeling if you're going to have a prayer life. That's why most of us don't like praying, because we never feel like praying. How many of y'all? No, you come on now. We never don't get in your feeling now. Sometimes I don't feel like it now. Look. But I know, I believe that that's the only way I can communicate with God. And I know that God know more than I know. And I know he have more power than I have. And I know I need him. There's some things that happen in my life and in your life on a day-to-day basis that we don't have answers for, but he have the answer. So we have to develop a prayer life. Are you listening to me? So you can't be moved by your feelings now when it comes to prayer. Do you never pray? Because Satan and your flesh do not want to pray. So if you're going to have a prayer life, that's the master key. I have to divorce myself from how I feel. And I have to be married to faith. It's not a feeling, it's an act. I have to act. Amen. Have you started praying? Sometimes you didn't feel like it, but once you get into it, man, now the feeling comes, right? Come on now. But at first, you know, you don't feel like you. Amen. Now, do you actually think I feel? I love y'all. Y'all supposed to say, thank you. Y'all come on now. Y'all slow on me right there now. Come on. I love y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you. I can use that this moment. Look, but listen at this. I do not feel like getting in the vehicle and driving here. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that. I feel like just getting up, you know, going in the backyard, firing up my grill, telling one of the ministers that back in the deacon or elder, whoever in South Carolina, y'all going on preach. That's what I feel now. What I feel like doing. But I have to divorce myself from my feelings when it comes to, now catch this part now, when it comes to the things of God. Not when it comes to natural things, but when it comes to the things of God, I have to divorce myself of my feelings and I have to be married to faith. Amen. Now, God is ready. Number two, God is ready and willing to respond, heal, set free, deliver, increase, help the believer in any given situation. But you and I must give him permission through prayer. I'll say that again. This is the powerful thing. God is ready right now. He's ready and willing to respond. Heal, set free, deliver, increase, help the believer in any given situation. But you and I must give him permission through prayer. See, the will of God for our lives is not automatic when it comes to earthly affairs. In other words, just because you want God to do something does not mean he's going to do it. It's not automatic. What's for me is that's just a cliche. Because something can be for you and you'll never get it if you don't know how to pray and receive it by faith. God promised Moses the promised land, but he never, he looked over and saw it, but he never entered in. So what for you ain't for you. Unless you carry out the will of God for your life. He disobeyed God. That's why he never got what was for him. So sometimes we think things just happen. No, we have to develop this prayer life. It's so important. God want to hear from you. God want to talk to you. Amen. Not just when things are going bad. Sometimes he just wants to fellowship with us. He wants us to tell him how good he is. Come on. How important he is in our lives. We really need him. Whew, glory to God. I'll say this again because this is worth repeating. God is ready and willing to respond. He's ready to heal, set free, deliver, increase, help us in any given situation. But you and I must give him permission through prayer. Amen. Now turn your Bible. Let me prove this. Proof text is. Turn your Bible to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1. You can just listen. You have to turn. Just listen. If you don't want to. Luke chapter 1. Now, it's not automatic. Just because you need something from God, you think it's just going to happen. You know, that's why prayer is so important. That's why we got to pray for one another. We got to pray for our children. We got to pray for our nation. We got to pray for those who are in authority. See, we have to pray. If it was not important, God wouldn't tell us to do it. So it is very, very important. Look at verse number 30 now. Remember, I said this. God is waiting and willing right now. If the heal, set free, deliver, increase, help us in any situation, but we must give him permission. He's not going to just invade your life when you don't want him to. Look at verse number 30. Then the angel said to her, Mary at that time, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. Excuse me. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. And his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to an angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One is to be born will be called the Son of God. Then Elizabeth, now Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who is called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Now, what's verse 38? That's what I want to get you at. Remember, this was what I said. Number two is this. God is willing and ready right now to help us, increase us, heal us, set us free, deliver us, come on, in any given situation at any time. But you and I must give him permission through prayer. Amen. Listen, as some people say, this happened, I didn't pray about it, but how you know somebody else won't pray for you about that? Okay, back up. See, this is what we say. I didn't even pray about that, and it just happened. No, I ain't asked God, but how you know somebody asked God for you? Well, the Bible says Jesus forever making intercession for us. Jesus always talking to God about us. See, prayer is so important, and it's powerful. We got to give him permission. Look what she said in verse 38. This is the key. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be, let it be, let it be to me, let it be to me according to your word, let it be to me, let it, let it, let it. She was giving God, giving the angel permission to use her body to bring Jesus into the earth. Now, when you read back in Isaiah, it said a virgin, but it did not say her name was going to be Mary. So if Mary had not yielded, God would have bypassed Mary, just like he bypassed some of us. Because we're not letting God do what he wants to do in our lives and through our lives. So he said, okay, that's okay. I always got a ram in the book. I always got somebody else. You know, I could have been fighting with God, and I ain't coming back to Tyler. I don't want Tyler. The mall closed everything. I went out there looking for the mall. You know, I'm serious. We could have been doing that, right? But God said, if you don't, I'll get somebody else. And you'll miss out what I have for you. And I'm going to say this. Tarba is coming back up. They're going to come back up. They're going to come back up. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. That's why we got to pray. We got to pray about these things. Come on. Well, Greenville ain't no special. Hey, come on now. You think Greenville's special to God, not Tarver? Pray for those who are in authority. Pray for those who are in government. Pray for those, the mayor. You got to pray for these people. They'll make these godly decisions. Are you listening to me? It's powerful, but we got to give him permission to work in the earth. You think God just don't come to in the earth and invade people's lives? No, uh-uh. Somebody got to pray. Somebody said this. God, use me to be your voice in the earth. Say it again. God, use me to be your voice in the earth. See, God looking for somebody. They're going to pray so he can get involved in situations that's happening in earthly affairs. He needs us to pray. Amen. He ain't using the angels. He needs us. But we got away from prayer because it became a burden. We ran people away from prayer. Because we told them to come at 7:30. You know, 7:30, you pray to 10. Ain't nothing wrong with this. Now, don't y'all get, because I think some people may get it wrong. No, I'm saying if that's what God instructed you to do, that's what you do. But I'm just saying, you know, we thought we weren't praying if we weren't in these four walls. We thought if we didn't have a white sheet, you know, a prayer shawl and on our knees, laying prostrate, we weren't praying. We thought we didn't have a closet like war room. You know, a lady have a closet war room, right? I told y'all, you know, her closet was big. If your closet ain't that big, don't try to get up in there. No. We try to deal with methods. God just wants us to have a life of prayer. I'm walking. I'm praying. Come on. I'm praying. I'm driving. I'm praying. I'm washing the dishes. Yes. Trying to say something now, y'all, you know. Trying to ask for some help. No, we do it together. We making the bed. We make the bed together. She make one side, I make one side. We praying. Yeah, we make the bed. Do it quicker. We do it together. Amen. Two are better than one. I use scripture on y'all. But prayer, listen to me good. It's not bondage. It's not hard when you develop a lifestyle. It's part of life. Amen. Now turn me your Bible. That was good right there. I like that. God is not going to invade your life. He's not going to kick the door. He's going to make you pray. He's not going to do that. Turn to Revelation chapter 3. He's not going to do that. Turn to Revelation chapter 3. Give God permission to work in your life. Look at verse 20. Are you there? Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. You got to give him permission to do some work in our lives and that he can come in this earth realm through prayer. I'm telling you, that's a beautiful thing. That God is not going to violate our will and make us pray. He's not going to make us do it. We're going to have to develop this prayer life. Verse number 20. Jesus said is, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said, listen, I stand at the door and knock. I want to come into the earth. I want to do some things. I want to help. I want to deliver. I want to set free. Come on, somebody. I want to increase, but I'm just knocking, but I need you to open up the door. Watch this. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and will dine with him and him with me. He said, now, first of all, you got to open the door and allow me to come in. You got to give me the permission to come in. You open the door through prayer and allow God to get involved in things in the earth. Oh, my Jesus. We blaming everybody for what's going on in society. I'm telling you, government is not going to fix it. They've been trying. Scientists ain't going to fix it. They've been trying. They're not going to fix it. It's going to have to be through prayer. Giving him permission to come and get involved in the things in this earth. He's not going to kick the door down. He said, I'm just going to knock. And you invite me in, I'll come in. I'm not going to force my way into the earth. No. Remember Mary said, let it be unto me according to your word. God won't force Mary to become that virgin he needed. He would have left Mary right where she was and found somebody else. You think Mary was the only virgin available? It's like you and I ain't the only people available for prayer, but he wants us to be a part and have a prayer life. Don't be in bondage about praying. Amen. Do it when you're in your bed, pray. Now, I just laid there this morning and prayed. They fall asleep, wake back up and pray some more. See, God ain't mad. See, we got to get out of this thing. God ain't mad with you because you didn't do an hour. He ain't mad. That's what put us in bondage. You couldn't go about 10 minutes. Now you go to 20 minutes, you go about 10. Now you're like, God ain't here, man. He made the 10. No. He heard you. You praying with the right motive and in faith. The Bible said, call upon the Lord and he will answer me and show me great and mighty things. I think in Jeremiah. So prayer life is an awesome thing. And the enemy is trying to steal it from us. He already stole it from the church as a whole. Now he tried to work on us individual, you know, and think about, say, you know, you're too busy. No. See, you can never be too busy to pray because it's a part of my life. Are you listening to me? You ain't too busy for life, are you? Are you? That's the issue, but are you? So school teacher had changed. Look, come on. Are you listening to me? Are you? Come on, are you too busy for life? So then you're not too busy for prayer. Because prayer now is a part of our life. Oh, Jesus. He said, I'm standing now. I'm not going to bust the door in. If you don't invite me in, I won't come in. Amen. You can need and desire all you want to. But if you don't allow me to come in, you'll still be needing and desiring next year. I'm not going to force my way into your life. God, this Holy Spirit is a gentleman. We got to cooperate with him. Prayer is vital. Somebody said prayer is vital. Now, let's look at this. The next part, I want to look at something else. That was number two, right? Let's look at number three. Let me give you a working definition. Somebody say a working definition. Say a working definition. Now this definition is going to take us through the series. This definition. Prayer is the communication between God and the believer. That's the first part. I want you to hear that. Prayer is communication between God and the believer. Whatever you need today, whatever you desire today, whatever you need him to do today, he's waiting and willing. His desire is to do that. Whatever that is, that's his desire. His desire is not to hold back from you. His desire is not to see you do bad. That's not his desire. His desire is to do whatever you desire for him to do in your life according to his word. But you have to pray. You have to ask him. Prayer is communication between the believer and God. whereby God's power is released into the earth realm. God's power is released into the earth realm through the combination of the believer's faith and the word of God. Now, you got to believe when you pray. And you just can't pray what you want to pray. You got to pray what he tell us to pray according to the word. Because he only, God's responsibility is to hearken and to do whatever he said he would do in his word. That's what it, not what so much what we want him to do, but what his word says. So when I go to him, I go to him and telling him what he already said. God, this is what you said. You said that you would protect me. This is what you said. Psalm 91, I pray it back to him. Psalm 91 and 7, right? 1,000 may fall at my wayside. 10,000 are dying all around me. I pray that in 2020, every year. I publicly said that. I publicly said I would not get corona. I would not get it. And I won't be broke. I won't be struggling. I publicly said that because I went back to the word. I found out he said in Psalm 91, either it's true or it's not. If we got to believe it. He said 1,000 fall at our wayside, 10,000 in New Living Translation are dying all around me, but none of these evils shall touch me. So I pray that prayer. I declare that over my family and over the church, over our lives. That's what I declare. What he said it, right? And he cannot lie, right? So I believe what he said. He cannot lie. I say to him what he said in his word, and I go about my business. Are you listening to me? Simple. We made it too hard. We made prayer difficult for people. Are you listening to me? We made it hard. We got to come back and make it simple and easy to do. Glory. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the working definition now. It's communication between God and man. Sometimes I just want to talk to him, you know. I don't really want anything. Sometimes I just want to tell him how good he's been to me. I just want to tell him, Lord, thank you, you know. I just want to do what I call the prayer of praise and thanksgiving. You know, I'm not asking you for anything right now, Lord. But if I need it, I'm coming back. See, you got to be straight up with God. You can't go with all that. Yeah, no, no. You got to be straight up with him. Your word says this, Lord. And I believe it. Amen. Turn to Isaiah chapter 65. Ooh, glory to God. Isaiah 65. I said he's waiting and willing right now. But you got to give him permission. You got to say something. It's in the old covenant. Isaiah 65, and we're going to look at verse number 65 and verse 1. Now, in the New Living Translation, I don't have my New Living Bible with me today. We're going to have our PowerPoint ready soon, so I can just say, okay, let me have this in the New Living Translation. Let me see, can I get it right quick on my phone? Yeah, can y'all give me a minute right quick? Do you have a New Living Translation, baby? Okay, let me try to get it. Because you got to see this in the New Living. It's a lot better. The New Living Translation says, are you at Isaiah chapter 65? Okay, look at verse 1. He said this. He said, I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. But in the New Living Translation, he says that I was ready and I'm willing. I'm ready and I'm willing, but nobody asked me. Man, God, let me get this in the New Living Translation. Let's see, quick. Isaiah, 65 and verse 1. Let me get it. I normally bring my iPad with me, but I didn't do it today. But y'all can work with me, can't you? Okay. That's good if y'all can. He said this. He said, I was willing and ready to respond, but nobody asked me. See, he's waiting right now. See, he's waiting to respond to situations that's going on in the earth. But we have to ask him. We have to talk to him. We have to give him permission to get involved in the things in the earth. Amen, somebody. I say amen. This is good. When I saw this, I said, Lord, I thank you. Prayer gives heaven, number three, prayer gives heaven's power the legal right to invade the earth. Prayer gives heaven's power the legal right to invade this earth. I say it again. Prayer gives heaven's power the right, legal right, to invade this earth. You must talk to God. You must ask him. You must let him know what your needs and desire are, what you're going through. He's willing and he's ready to respond right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not when you put on a suit, not when you lay for prostitute. He's ready right now. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, he's ready to respond right now. But we got to open our mouths and ask him. We have to have a prayer life. Amen. Now, turn your Bibles over to the book of Matthew, chapter 18. That was number three, right? Prayer gives heaven's power, the legal right to invade the earth. Matthew 18, go there. A prayer life. This is what we need, a prayer life. No more of this legalism. No more of this bondage. No, no, no. You're free to pray. You're free to pray now. You're driving, pray. You're in contact with God. Remember, prayer, communication with God. The believer in God, whereby God's power released into the earth realm through the combination of the believer's faith and the word of God. It did never say you got to be in a certain physical position to pray. Amen. It didn't say you got to be loud. It didn't say you have to be, quiet. Doesn't mean you have to pray long. It doesn't say that in the Bible. It's good if you have, like Pastor Gwen, she do like 2 hours a day. But there was a specific assignment for her. You got me. God know who would do, who won't do. So he didn't come my way. If you won't, he'll find somebody else that's willing to do it. But he don't love Pastor Gwen no more. He love me. He just chose her to do that. Amen. Remember, I said this now. Prayer gives heaven's power the legal right to invade the earth. Now look at Matthew 18 and verse 19. We'll look at 18 and 18 first. I said Matthew. I was over in Luke. They don't sound like Matthew. Let me get back over here. Matthew 18 and 18. Are you there? Now watch this now. Verse number 18. He said, surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth, whatever you bind on earth, God looking for earth. God looking for earth to do something and say something. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be what? Earth speak, heaven releases power in that situation. Earth ain't saying nothing. Heaven ain't doing anything. All the power is available and waiting. He said, I will, in Isaiah 65 and 1, and I think in the New Living Translation, I'm Amplified Bible, I can't recall right now, but it says that I was ready to respond, but no one asked me. Ah, man. You tell me this won't get you into an act of praying once you know I need this in my life. I desire this, and God is waiting and willing. He's ready for me to call on him, to pray, to tell him what he already said in his word. Man, that's easy. Isn't it easy just to say what I say? Okay, let's demonstrate. Say this. Say, I love you, Pastor. Now that won't hold, right? It was easy to say it because I said it. So God put it in his word. It make it easy to pray. We don't have to try to figure out what to pray. He make it simple and easy, but we have to pray because we got to give heaven's power. We got to release the power into the earth. We can only do that through prayer. Our confession, the spoken word, you know, is the same. Through prayer. Look what he said. Whatsoever you bind on earth, I need earth to say something, then heaven respond. And whatsoever you loose on earth, you, not God, me. Thank God. This is awesome. Bound on will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in the heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you will agree on earth, see, earth got to get in agreement. On earth, concerning anything that we ask, they ask, it will be done, not might. No, he said it will. Will is a guarantee in the Bible. It will be done. That's why anytime Pastor Gwen and I get in any situation, this is for, you don't have to be married, but this is for people that you want folk to agree with you. Now, you can't call anybody because they got to want for you what you're asking God for. So you can't call, come and agree with me. They don't want you to have it. They don't want you to have it. See, they may not want it for you. So really, this prayer is not going to work. It's that they asked. Pastor Gwen and I got to want the same thing. Disagreement. Are you listening to me? And it said, it will be done by my Father which is in heaven. That's a powerful prayer. The prayer of agreement. So now they said, we grew on earth. We asked God. It said, God will bring the past in the earth. It will happen. That's what it is. It will be done. Somebody said, will be done. That's what he said. He said, it will be done by, for them, not for him, but for them, because they want the same thing, for them, by my Father, which are in heaven. Powerful prayer. Amen, somebody. Prayer of agreement. Somebody shout prayer of agreement. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, I'm just going to quote this. He said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, so that I would not destroy the land. Then he said, I found none, so therefore I had to release the indignation on the land. He said, but if I have found somebody that could stand in the earth on the behalf of the land, I would not have done what he did. See, prayer give heaven the legal right to release the power in the earth. But he's looking for us to pray, to communicate, to talk to him on a day-to-day basis. Amen, somebody. Now, I'm going to close with who should we be praying for? That's number four. Who should we be praying for? Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Now, this is we call this the prayer of intercession. When you pray for another person, place, or thing. Amen. Well, that's the 2 Timothy chapter what? 2? Okay, when you get this, I'm there. 2 Timothy chapter 2. No, first. Go to first. First. I said second. That's my mistake. I apologize. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And verse 1. A prayer life. Somebody shout, I have a prayer life. Say it again. Look at verse number 1. Therefore, I exalt, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made on the behalf for all people. The word don't mean gender. So that means who should we be praying for? All people. We should be praying for one another. That's why it's so important to have a prayer life, because we can cover each other. Wherever you are, you're covered. Wherever I am, I'm covered, because we're praying for each other. Amen. Pray for all men, for kings or presidents. Doesn't matter. It didn't say if he's a Republican, don't pray for him. No, I say it again. It said he white, don't pray for him. He said he black, don't pray for him. He Democrat, don't pray for him. That's not what the scriptures say. See, the kingdom people must get out of worldly thinking. I say it again. We must get out of the world's way of thinking. See, the reason he wants us to pray for the president, those who are in authority, because he tells us down at this verse, next verse. Why? He tell us why. He ain't tell no, so they can be they, so they can get all the votes. He ain't say that. He ain't say that. Come on. So that you can get your political agenda passed. No. Come on. He tell us to pray for all men, every person. Don't matter that white, black, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter to me. I'm gonna pray for them. Because he tell me why we need to pray. Kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. He tell us why to pray, that we may lead. My God. When I saw this, I looked at this. Apostle Paul, in this letter to Timothy, he said that we may lead. He included himself in this. That we may lead. That we may lead. Not live, but lead. He wants us to lead. Somebody said lead. He wants us to lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. He wants us to lead. If we lead that type of life, the believer, the unbeliever will follow. If we live a quiet and a godly, come on, and a respectable life, reverence, God, come on, fear the Lord. So prayer is important that not only the government, those in authority, in any kind of authority, that all of us should have a part in leading this type of life. But it's going to take somebody have to pray and intercede and make supplications. And that's what the prayer life is all about. Are you listening to me? It tells us why we should do it. Well, I'm not going to pray for him because he's a Republican. Wish he won't even end there. No. See, If we have a prayer life, it may change some things. God, go and touch some hearts. Amen. That we can lead this quiet, peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. Amen, somebody. Pray. Somebody said pray. Now, you got to pray for all who are in authority. Regardless. Who in authority, you got to pray for them. If the person in your workplace, your supervisor or your manager or lead person, whatever, you have to, the Bible says, pray. In authority. It all depends on who in authority in the home. The husband is supposed to be in authority in the home. Now, he can't just be talking about he in authority and ain't got no responsibility. Now, he got to be, you know what I mean? He got to lead by example. You got to pray. It's the prayer life that's going to change these things, that we're going to live a quiet and peaceful. Because everybody looking for, I'm going to close with this. And you can say, you know, it's the money, it's the politics. No, everybody just wants some peace. That's it. That's what people want, peace. When you go home after a hard day of work, all you want, you just want some peace. That's all you want. You want some peace. When you go to work, all you want is some peace. You come to church, all you're looking for is some. Come on, you come in here, you know, me and Pastor went fighting over there. No, she'll knock me out about 10 times. I get my fight. Now, there ain't no peace. Somebody back there in the corner fussing and arguing. That ain't no peace. Amen. But prayer, see, when we cover each other, we allow heaven to invade the earth. The Holy Spirit starts working on each other in our lives. Each other. Come on, we cover each other in prayer. Amen, somebody. I'm out of time. Give God praise. Come on, give him praise. I never like to end a broadcast without giving people the opportunity to know Jesus. In other words, to become a part of the kingdom. Nicodemus asked Jesus, what should a man do to be saved in the kingdom of God? Then he told him, you must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. So we want to pray a prayer with you. If you pray this prayer and believe in your heart, the Bible says you will be saved. Just say this with me. Say, dear God, I believe that Jesus Christ is your son. He died for my sins and he was buried and you raised him from the dead. Now, Lord Jesus, I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. I'm born again. I'm saved by grace through faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Ma'am or sir, if you said that prayer and you really believe it in your heart, why don't you inbox us, call us, and we'll send you some information to help you with your Christian walk. Our phone number is 843-629-9710.
Thank you for listening. We pray that this message has been a blessing to you as you walk in your God-given purpose. Your support, love, and prayers are essential to Antioch Fellowship Church as we continue to reach the lost, make disciples, and enjoy life. Please visit us at www.antiochchurchonthemove.org.